Many of the national polls show a statistical dead heat between Barack Obama and John McCain in the race for president. We'll see this hour in an unscientific straw poll where you, Wisconsin Public Radio listeners, stand on the candidates. Who gets your vote?
Vote for me, vote for me. If you want to have prosperity, vote for me and you will see. I'm going to save the whole country.
Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 past 8 on this Wednesday, September the 10th. Regular listeners know that we hold these straw polls from time to time during election years. We held a few during the primary season, but this is our first for the general election, which is less than 2 months away now, 56 days away. Remember when we were like 56 weeks away? If the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote and why? You get 30 seconds to name your candidate and to stump for him or her a little bit. We'll keep track as we go along and we'll post the results on our website after the hour is over. Here's the number. And we're not doing emails during this straw poll, by the way. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. The calls go fast and furious, so if you get a busy signal, just try again right away. Linda in Monroe starts us out. Hi, Linda.
Good morning, Joy. I'm voting for Senator Obama. His views are just like Hillary Clinton's. He wants to tax the wealthiest 5% and a lot of them being hedge fund dealers, while Senator McCain is going to give these people a tax break. Now, who do you think is more inclined to balance the budget and get the economy going?
We'll leave that for listeners to ponder. Thanks for your vote, getting us started on this straw poll with your vote for Obama. Bob in Stevens Point. Go ahead.
Helen and her running mate, because this is a way to stick it to Bill Maher, the spitters, Keith and Chris on MSNBC, and that new Rachel Babe, and also to a lot of the callers to this network who are either elite, and there are a few kooks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bob, for your vote for Sarah Palin and her running mate. Next we go to Patricia in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Joy. Definitely Barack Obama and Biden. I'm interested in someone who can think comprehensively and deeply about the issues and not someone who votes on things and backs initiatives that are convenient and then later takes credit for it and for other people's work. I'm also an educator, and I believe that Obama and Biden will stand behind teachers and will do away with No Child Left Behind.
Thank you very much, Patricia. There's your 30 seconds. We appreciate your vote. And I have it tallied. Victor in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Victor.
Morning, Joy. Definitely Barack Obama and Senator Biden. We need a level-headed, modern approach to foreign policy, level-headed. We don't need to create more enemies than we already have. And as far as domestically, I support him as far as a humane approach to our immigration policy, because that's an ongoing problem. It's just going to get worse. And I reassure you, I'm a working class man. I'm not an elitist, and I am not a kook.
Thank you very much, Victor. Got that in exactly 30 seconds. That's what we're doing. We're asking you, if the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? And you get 30 seconds to tell us why. What are the issues that molded your opinion? You can also tell us, by the way, if you're undecided. Maybe you don't know. Be interested in finding out if anybody out there is undecided yet. And remember, this is not just for the major party candidates. If you're someone who supports Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or Cynthia McKinney or another third-party candidate, hey, you can vote for them as well. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Remember, these are unscientific straw polls. It simply reflects who's motivated to call in during a particular hour. It's still interesting, though, and it gives us an idea why you support a particular ticket and the issues that are important to you. So that's why we do them from time to time. Tricia in Gays Mills is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Obama for all the obvious reasons. I believe that he will best represent the working class in health care and higher education.
All right, thank you very much. We got you down. Certainly, Barack Obama has taken the early lead during this straw poll, but again, anything can happen. If you get a busy signal, by the way, please try again right away. As you just heard, it only takes 10, 15 seconds for some callers to state their opinion, so a line will open up very soon. Judy in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Judy.
Hi, I'm for Obama. It's time for a change. We must get out of Barack. And we must start doing something fiscally because we are about to be bankrupt. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That only took 10 seconds. By the way, a lot of polls I mentioned are showing that this race is certainly tightening up. Here's one released yesterday. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama leads Republican John McCain by 47% to 46%. That is a statistical dead heat. This is the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released yesterday. Obama's lead is down from his 3-point advantage in August and a 6-point edge in July. The survey was taken Saturday through Monday, a margin of error of 3.3%. The findings were similar to other polls showing a tightening race since the Democratic and Republican conventions. David in New Berlin is with us now. Hi, David.
Hi there. I'm voting for Senator Obama and Joe Biden, and the reason is one of the main reasons is because Palin is a serial liar, and John McCain is another George Bush, and they all talk about being fiscally responsible, and we are so far in debt because of the war, and because of what George Bush and John McCain have done. So that's why I'm voting for Obama. He's got to be a good change, and I hope.
There we go with your 30 seconds. I wanted to give you your last second there, David, but again, we're limiting everybody to 30 seconds so we can get as many calls as possible in. Asher in Sheboygan is with us. Hi, Asher.
Hi, this is Asher Heimerman from Sheboygan, and I'm supporting Senator Barack Obama, even though I can't vote in the presidential election.
All right, I guess we'll let you vote in our straw poll. Can you tell us why?
I think he is the best candidate to lead America because... As we've seen with George Bush, he's unfit, and I think John McCain will bring another George Bush into office.
Thank you, Asher. I happen to know that Asher is 14 years old, and we are happy he listens to Wisconsin Public Radio. George in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks. I'm voting for Obama, and here are the reasons. If Obama doesn't win, you can look forward to Justices Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Phil Schlafly, and Sean Hannity on the Supreme Court, or people who would pretty much mirror those views. So if voters think that those kinds of people would be a good extra four on the Supreme Court, vote for McCain.
Paint an interesting picture of the Supreme Court, George. Thanks very much for the call. Eugene in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. It's Barack all the way because of his stand on all the economic pocketbook issues. And being a Navy veteran, he's the one to get us out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Thank you, Eugene. And now Josh in Soldiers Grove. Hi.
Hi there. Barack Obama all the way because I'm tired of old rich white men running the country who have no concept of the values that motivate me.
Thank you, Josh. You get to say why you're supporting a particular ticket. And Jim in Holman is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi again, Joy. Yeah, I'm definitely voting for Obama because he's got one house and he knows where it is, and McCain has seven houses and don't know, and he doesn't know where they are. So Obama, I think, connects with the common man more than more than McCain and the Republicans. Thank you.
All right. Thanks very much, Jim. Jim called earlier this morning during a program. We don't have any restrictions during these straw polls. The one per week call does not apply, but it does apply. Don't call more than once during this hour, okay? Just vote once during this hour, during this straw poll. We are holding a presidential straw poll this hour. Wondering if the presidential election were held today, who would get your vote and why? 1-800-642-1234. Just the toll-free number, no emails this hour. 1-800-642-1234. Tell us your candidate, your ticket, and why. We'll keep track. And I'll let you know right now that Barack Obama is leading our unofficial, unscientific straw poll, 11 votes so far to John McCain's 1. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben and his guest will take a look back at the greatest political conventions and platform speeches in U.S. history. That's coming up after 5 o'clock. We're holding a presidential straw poll, a public radio straw poll. Who are you going to vote for in the race for the White House? If the presidential election were to be held today, it will be held in 56 days, who would get your vote and why? And have you decided? Are you undecided? We'll take that as well. You get 30 seconds to state your case, and we welcome your calls at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. We have one open line for you, so if you've been trying to get in, you'll have an open line right now. Steve in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Steve.
Hi there. I'm going to vote for Obama. I think he's an exciting candidate. I like John McCain. I've always liked John McCain, but the statistic that he's voted consistently with Bush for 90% of the time is a very powerful statistic. We don't want 10% change. And for the record, my count is a little different. It's Obama 12, Sarah Palin and her running mate 1.
That's true. That's what the caller said. But I put that down in my McCain column. So thanks for the clarification. Let's see. Who do we have next? Andrea in Campbellsport. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Obama for all the reasons that have already been stated, but also because McCain has now jumped on the bandwagon of pandering to the middle class on social issues to mask the inestimable damage economically that's been done to them by his party over the last 8 years.
Thank you very much, Andrea. There we go. Another vote for Obama. Anybody out there voting for John McCain? Anybody out there who's voting for another presidential candidate? Haven't heard from any Ralph Nader supporters. Haven't heard from any Bob Barr supporters or Cynthia McKinney supporters or any of the other independent or third-party candidates. You can vote for any of them as well if they are your favorites. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. Right now, Barack Obama, big lead over the only other candidate with one vote, John McCain. Gary in Tomahawk. Hi, Gary.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
I'm voting for Obama. And the simple reason the VP is very, very fragile. And that's about it. Thank you.
I didn't quite understand that, Gary. A little, the VP is something, but we appreciate your vote. Dan in Franksville. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'll vote for an independent. Never voted for a loser yet. The elections are basically fraudulent, in my opinion. They're bought and paid for, and you go in to rubber stamp who they've already picked with money, and the only thing people have to worry about is going to work.
Yeah, do you have an independent candidate you're going to vote for?
It doesn't matter. Nader, whoever, just as long as they're not bought.
Thank you very much. There's our first vote for Ralph Nader. Heather in Eau Claire. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Obama because I feel like he's raising the level of dialogue in the country right now and not just giving us tiny little sound bites. He's recognizing that the issues are complex and he's treating us like adults.
Thank you very much, Heather. We have your vote tallied. Jack in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Jack.
Hi, I'm definitely voting for Obama. War is not the answer to anything, and I think Obama has a better sense of that. Diplomacy is, and the Bush administration has put back diplomacy in this country 30 years. Obama will help that. He is not ethnocentric. John McCain is ethnocentric. Obama's the man.
Thank you for your vote during this straw poll. Speaking of President Bush and foreign policy, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow at this time. The author of a new book on how U.S. foreign policy has evolved since the September 11th attacks. Tomorrow is September 11th, and we'll talk about what he calls the Bush Doctrine coming up tomorrow at this time. Donna in Round Lake is with us. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Cynthia McKinney.
How come?
Because, for one thing, she's really got the views closest to how I feel about the issues, and there isn't anybody else out there that I'm comfortable voting for. McCain, I don't want to be at war for another 100 years, and Obama, I don't trust him. I don't like his friends.
All right. Thank you very much. Our first vote for Cynthia McKinney, the Green Party candidate. Jeff in Jefferson. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm writing Ron Paul in.
How come?
He's the only conservative voice that we had left. The Dog and Pony Show has decided to not endorse his candidacy, but I think the real story is what happened outside the RNC in St. Paul.
The protests?
The complete clampdown on civil liberties. Forget the First Amendment. Forget the Fourth Amendment. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody cares.
Thank you very much. You were talking about it. We talked about it yesterday with Matt Rothschild in our 7 o'clock hour. Thanks very much for your vote for Ron Paul. I'm going to write in Ron Paul, Jeff says. How about you? If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds to state your case, stump for your candidate, tell us the issues that matter most to you in this election. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Next, we go to Caleb in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for McCain, although Sarah Palin scares the heck out of me. I don't agree with a lot of her Senate social issues, and I'm afraid that if she takes a stronger role, I may switch over to Obama.
Yeah, so why do you like McCain?
Well, I'm originally from Arizona, and he's been a fantastic senator. I like his stand on campaign finance reform, and I think he would make a big difference and make a lot of very needed changes in office.
Thank you very much, Caleb. There we go. One more vote for John McCain, though tentative. Ken in Superior. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Barack Obama and Biden. Got no more Bush.
Okay. And any reason besides no more Bush?
Just no more Bush.
Okay.
I think he's got Brock got it in the right idea, you know. So.
All right, got it. Thank you very much. There's a vote for Obama-Biden because no more Bush. Jim in Salt Lake City. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I just want you to know I was on the fence trying to decide. I was leaning toward McCain, but I decided I will vote for Obama. And the reason being is he agrees with the former Secretary of State, Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger, Baker, Fulbright, and Christopher, that in order to win the war on terror, we'll have to build a coalition of allies and work with the neighbors of Afghanistan, Iraq, in order to win and bring peace to that region. And I don't think McCain would listen to opposing viewpoints.
Gotcha. There's your 30 seconds. Thank you very much, Jim, for calling in from Utah. Faith in Waupaca. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm voting for John McCain. Hi, I'm voting for John McCain. I like the moral issues that he has, and also I like the idea that he knows more about the war than some of these other presidents.
Thank you very much, Faith. We have your vote. I know you're being a little bit distracted by the radio in the background, so let me just tally it down for John McCain and move on to Jill in Kewaunee. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm going to vote for Cynthia McKinney and Rosa Clemente, the Green Party candidates. And whether it be the energy, the war in Iraq, foreign policy, or global warming, her policies best address the reality. And she's the only candidate who advocates for living within the Earth's needs.
Thank you very much, Jill. Jim in Stratford. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Put me in the Obama column.
Okay. How come?
Well, I want the Democrats to get blamed for the next recession. Because if the Democrats control Congress and the White House, it's all going to fall on their heads. I'm not saying that's right, because the Republicans are culpable, too. They've all spent like drunken sailors. The banks are collapsing. We now own Fannie and Freddie. But I want the Democrats to eat this one. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Conservative saying he's going to vote for Barack Obama, so Barack Obama and the Democrats take the blame for all this mess. Thank you very much. 1-800-642-1234. That's our toll-free number. Good from anywhere you're listening to cast your vote in this presidential straw poll. As you know, if you're a somewhat regular listener, we do these straw polls from time to time. They are unscientific, they are unofficial, they're just fun, and it gives you an idea, gives us an idea why you support a particular candidate or ticket and the issues that are important to you. 1-800-642-1234. Next, we go to Bill in Deerfield. Hi, Bill.
Hi, I'm voting on judgment, and McCain is 0 for 2. He was for the disaster that is Iraq, and Barack was against it when it was unpopular to be that way. And Barack picked a singularly capable person to be president in Joe Biden, and McCain, in his most important pick since the vote on the war, picked someone who was almost singularly, absolutely not competent to be president. So I'm voting for Obama.
Thank you, Bill. Next is Monique in Seneca. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I will be voting for McCain because I like who he chose for a VP, and also because in Congress right now, everybody's Democrat, and the country hasn't changed. So I will vote for McCain.
Thank you very much, Monique. Let's see who Ellen in Lac des Flambeaux is going to be voting for. Hi, Ellen.
For many reasons, I'm voting for Obama, but one of them is that I'm a church lady who believes very strongly in the separation of church and state.
Okay, thank you very much. Doug in Madison is next in line. Hi, Doug.
Hi. Yeah, I'm voting for Barack Obama, and I'm not an elitist. I run a small business, and as my dyed-in-the-wool Republican parents said the other day, who are 84 years old, they say John McCain is too old.
All right. Thank you very much, Doug. Let's see here. We have 23 votes so far for Barack Obama, 4 for John McCain, 2 for Cynthia McKinney, 1 for Ralph Nader, and 1 write-in for Ron Paul. How about you? 1-800-642-1234. Marilyn in Madison is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm supporting Obama for many of the reasons your other caller stated. But in addition, I believe a vice presidential choice has demonstrated she's fiscally irresponsible. She took the city in Alaska, put through a $14 million hockey ring, which her son had an interest in, and they didn't even have title to the land. It is now in litigation, and there's also a debt for the city.
We've got your 30 seconds in. Thank you, Marilyn, for your vote. Who's next? Rebecca in Germantown. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I'm an independent. I want to vote for Obama, and the reasons are for many of the other reasons callers have stated, but also because I see him as having the qualities of a leader, that being that he understands the strength of our diversity, he has integrity, he's thoughtful, he's conscious and aware of the issues and willing to pull us all together to find solutions.
Thank you very much. 30 seconds on the dot. Todd in Dubuque is with us now. Hi.
Hi, how are you this morning? I'd like to cast my vote for McCain and Palin.
Okay. Go ahead, why?
Well, I think McCain has the strength and the military experience necessary to talk tough to some of the rogue nations that we're dealing with at the present time. And I think Palin brings a lot of practical family experience into the White House, something that's been lacking. She's not a professional politician. And I want someone that is in office that's actually had to balance a budget at a kitchen table. And
yep, and there we got it. Thank you very much. Limiting everybody to 30 seconds so we can get as many callers in as possible. Bob in Green Lake, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I vote for John McCain. I think if the election was held today, he would win, and for two simple reasons, Sarah Palin. America is not a liberal country, it's a conservative country, and it's not a socialist country, and that's all that Obama and Biden are going to bring us.
All right, thank you very much for your call. A little rally here for John McCain. Jeremy and Brule, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for John McCain also. I'm an Army veteran. I think to be Commander-in-Chief, you need that experience to understand what needs to be done and how a soldier thinks. Also, I think Sarah Palin is just as qualified as Barack Obama to be president.
Thank you, Jeremy. You can participate in this straw poll by calling 1-800-642-1234. We are giving you 30 seconds to state your case, why you favor a particular candidate or ticket. And we're keeping track as we go along. We will be posting these results eventually on our website. And our next caller is Christopher in Duluth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Obama because I think he has the best realistic chance of beating McCain. And I think he has best views for change in foreign policy and health care, and the best plan for renewable energies and alternative fuels, because if we don't save the environment, it's all moot anyway.
Thank you very much, Christopher, for your vote for Barack Obama. Next, we go to Ram, and Ram is in Welch Settlement. Ram, where's that? Where's Welch Settlement?
It's in the beautiful southwestern part of Wisconsin.
I'm sorry, I've never been there. All right, I didn't start your time yet. Now I do. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Mr. Obama because I'd like to give peace a chance.
And
Thank you.
All right, well, that didn't take long at all. Thank you very much, Ram. Jeff in Waterford, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to cast a vote for John McCain. I don't think anything I could say would change anybody's minds about their opinions, but I would like to say that I'm happy to see two positive, well-respected candidates this year.
Thank you very much for your vote. And our next caller is Dean in Dyersville, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm voting for McCain Palin.
How come?
And the reason is experience. I really don't think there's a company out there that would probably hire a person to be the company spokesman or take care of a company with his lack of a resume.
Thank you very much, Dean. Our next caller is Gary in Fitchburg. Hi, Gary.
Hi. I'm going to likely write in Hillary Clinton, although I might switch to Obama just because I don't think I can support a presidential candidate who chooses a vice president that speaks in tongues. I think that's a bit much.
All right, so right now you still like Hillary Clinton more than Barack Obama?
Well, you know, the master planners manipulated and brought Barack Obama forward as a rock star to keep Hillary Clinton from being president.
All right, we gotcha. Thank you very much. One write-in vote, maybe, for Hillary Clinton. Our next caller is Ben in Eau Claire. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for John McCain because socialism does not work. Palin has more executive experience than Barack Obama does. And all Barack says is change and hope, but he never says how and he never says when or why.
Thank you very much, Ben. Let's see here. Quick update on our tally here. Now John McCain has 10 straw poll votes. Barack Obama leading with 27. One for Ron Paul, one for Hillary Clinton, one for Ralph Nader, two for Cynthia McKinney. Our number, if you'd like to take part, tell us who you are planning on voting for president and why. You can also let us know if you're undecided. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Next, we go to Carrie in Port Washington. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, good morning. I'm voting for Barack Obama, and the reason is because I have three kids and I want a good future for our nation, and I just don't see it coming with another 4 years of Republican Party.
Thank you, Carrie. Linda in Sugar Camp, you're next. Go ahead.
I'm voting for Senator Obama. I guess that makes me one of the elite. My husband and I work very hard and together make about $45,000 a year. I speak as a proud wife and mother of two former Marines, and I think that Senator Obama offers us the best chance of a comprehensive health care plan and peace with honor.
Thank you very much, Linda. We appreciate your call. Lisa in La Crosse is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for McCain and Palin. My reason is because McCain will get us out of Iraq when it's best for our country, and he hates war. He doesn't want to be there, and I think he's the best candidate. I think Barack Obama would probably be an okay vice president once he has some more experience under his belt.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Let's take a short pause, catch our breath, and take more calls at 1-800-642-1234. This is one of our occasional presidential straw polls. We figured since the conventions are over and the presidential race is now in its final leg, it is time for a straw poll. We're doing that this hour, and we still have about 20 minutes to go, and you can get your vote in at 1-800-642-1234. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Vote for me, vote for me, if you want to have prosperity.
Are voters more likely to go to the polls if there is someone on the ballot they dislike? Coming up after 9 o'clock, Kathleen Dunn and her guests will discuss the psychology of voting. We are holding a presidential straw poll for the rest of this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, if the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? 30 seconds to state your case. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison. No, we're not doing the Madison number. 1-800-642-1234. Karen in Aurora, Illinois. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm voting for Obama for all the reasons that the other callers have said. But in addition, because Republicans have weakened our position in the world, and I think on the first day that Obama becomes president, the whole world will know that the United States has changed.
Thank you very much, Karen. Jane in Hazelhurst. Hi, you're next.
Yes, I'm voting for Barack Obama, and I really don't understand why people keep comparing Sarah Palin to Barack Obama. One is going for the vice president, one is going for the president. And I really feel that he is a very intelligent man that will bring grace to our country and changes that need to be done. Our public school system, I think, is in terrible straits, and I'd like to see that change.
Thank you very much, Jane. Our next caller, our next voter, Diana in Waukesha. Hi.
Hi. I'm voting for Senator Obama, and I think, like all of the other callers, with the domestic issues, but also I think that he has the ability to inspire the world and be a leader of the global community and heal some of the rifts that we've caused over the last 8 years.
Thanks, Diana. I have your vote down. Now it's time for Jean in Marshfield. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm voting for Barack Obama and Joe Biden. I really find Barack Obama to be very inspiring, and I like his thoughtful and intelligent nature, and I feel he'll use a reasoned approach to diplomatic relations, not just shooting from the hip.
All right. Thank you very much. Lou in Oconomowoc is with us now. Hi.
Hi, I'm voting for Obama. I think the best thing said about the vote was I saw a bumper sticker the other day. It said a voting man voting for a Republican is like a chicken voting for Colonel Sanders. We've got record deficits, home foreclosures at a record high, and we've got this abysmal debt that's going to be falling on my children, me, and everybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. We are taking your straw poll votes this hour. They're sort of like bumper stickers. You get to say, here's my candidate and why in 30 seconds. Bill in Morfordville is with us now. Hi, you're
Morfordville.
Morfordville, that's
yes,
what I thought.
Yes, I'm a Hillary supporter for Barack Obama. I've had enough of these Republicans in 66 years. They've killed enough Americans in the last five. And health care and all the rest of the things, I think this young man will bring this country together, and we will prosper as never before.
All right, Bill. Thanks very much. Al in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I'm voting for Barack Obama because I'm tired of the religious right chasing the apocalypse with their wars in the Middle East and also trying to impose religious values on a secular society.
All right. Thank you very much, Al. Now, finally, we have an open line for you. They've been very, very busy all hour long, but if you've been trying to get through, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. We are conducting this unofficial, unscientific presidential straw poll on this date, 56 days away from the November election. If the presidential election were to be held today, who would get your vote and why? So far, Barack Obama leads the pack by quite a bit, actually. And we do have a smattering of votes for some of the third-party candidates or independent candidates. You can cast your vote for any candidate running for president or maybe even a candidate that you plan to write in. 1-800-642-1234. Back to the phones. James in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm voting for Barack Obama. There are four sources of power. This country has been run. It's been an adolescent society, and it's been run by might and cleverness. The other source of power is beauty, and that's Sarah Palin. But what Barack brings is wisdom to the game, and that's what the world needs now is wisdom. We've got way too much power to be used without having some wisdom to guide it.
Thank you, James. Maria in Gurnee, Illinois. Hi.
Hi. I'm voting for Barack Obama. I voted for McCain in the primary, but since the primary he has lost my vote. I'm an independent. I'm Catholic. My husband just retired from the Navy. My son just returned from Iraq. He voted against the GI Bill that got 7% of approval from the Senate. His campaign manager, Rick Davis, just said, American people do not vote on issues. They vote on personality. I'm going to vote on issues.
All right. And we got your statement in the 30 seconds allowed. Thank you very much, Maria. Lisa in Sheboygan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a former Hillary Clinton supporter, and I'm going to cast my vote for Barack Obama because I know this country cannot take four more years of Republican rule.
Thank you, Lisa, for casting your vote. Jim in New Berlin. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'm for Barack Obama, and the reason is because contrary to what Republicans say, they actually spend more money than Democrats, and yet they cut taxes and borrow it all from my grandchildren. It started with Reagan, the first Bush, and the second Bush, and that's how they get elected. My concern is the deficit and the failure to fix Social Security.
Thank you very much, Jim. Deacon in Sheboygan. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. My choice would be Obama, and one of the references Sarah Palin has made in her speeches is calling Iraq and Afghanistan holy wars. I would warn parents of children to beware. Within 2 years of McCain's administration, we will see the draft again, and you will be burying your sons and daughters. Thank you.
Okay, there we go with Deacon's opinion. Jeff in Winneconne. Hi.
Yeah, a vote for McCain because Barack Obama doesn't want school choice, and that's about it. Plus, I don't want an abomination.
Okay, thank you very much to Jeff. We give you 30 seconds to state your case as to why you plan to vote for a particular candidate. 1-800-642-1234. What are the issues that are important to you? Why are you supporting a particular candidate? 1-800-642-1234. This is an unscientific straw poll. We like to take as many calls as possible, and we're keeping track here. Right now, Barack Obama has a pretty substantial lead. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 41 votes to John McCain's 12. And a smattering of other votes for other candidates. Time for you, though, and a line for you at 1-800-642-1234. Suzanne in Wisconsin Rapids. Hi.
Yes, I'm voting for Obama. I am tired of the Republican abortion plan with this horrible war, sending middle class and lower middle class, the children of the poor, to this war to be aborted. It's time that everybody's children has to go to war if this war is so wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Sounded like you had some kids participating there in the background. Linda in De Pere is next. Hi.
Hello. I'm voting for Obama because I think we're in danger of losing our democracy in this world or in the United States. And I feel that Obama will unite us and bring the young people back on board so that they're interested and feel that they can make a difference. in our country and that we can claim it back to democratic government.
Thank you, Linda. Now it's Diane in Athens. Turn. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm voting for Obama. I was a Hillary Clinton supporter, but I'm voting for Obama. I believe, and just like your previous caller, that I would like some honor brought back to the United States. I feel we lost our credibility in the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Dave in Menominee, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, Obama. You know, there's just too many things that have happened under this Republican rule. And, I mean, with the tax cuts, look where we're at. Look what has happened. Katrina, the housing market. I mean, how many times do we got to be hit on the head before we know who's hitting us?
Thank you very much, Dave. All right, now we have still, oh boy, just under 10 minutes to go and more than one open line. So time for you to get in your vote for president during this straw poll. Let us know who you support in the presidential election and why. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. The national polls say that this race between Barack Obama and John McCain, a statistical dead heat. John McCain got a pretty good bounce from his GOP convention and his pick of a running mate. His bounce sort of evaporated Barack Obama's lead and his bounce from the Democratic National Convention. And now a lot of the national polls showing this race neck and in neck. So who gets your vote if the presidential election were to be held today? Barack Obama, John McCain, or another candidate? Maybe you're leaning toward Ralph Nader or Bob Barr or Cynthia McKinney or a couple of our callers saying they're going to write in Ron Paul or Hillary Clinton. Next, we go to Joan in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I definitely am going to vote for Obama because of Biden as his running mate and all he can offer with advice and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Barbara and Hilbert, go ahead.
I'm voting for John McCain for two reasons. First, he's been for change since he's been in office, since he's been in the Senate. Barack Obama's been for change since he started running for president. The other reason is, you know what? I'm happy to work for my money. I'm happy to pay for my health insurance. I don't want handouts, and I'm sick of paying for all the people that want handouts. Get off your butts and get a job.
Thank you, Barbara. John in Hanover, Illinois. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm voting for Obama just simply because he has a definitely more fiscally responsible way of getting us out of everything. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. And now Diane in Madison. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm voting for Barack Obama and Joe Biden. They are a strong team, and I like their demeanor and what they have to say about this country and what they're going to do for change, and I believe they're going to do it, so they get my vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Barb in Paddock Lake, hi.
Hi, I vote for John McCain. I don't think he's perfect, but he's got my vote. I think Obama isn't ready. All he's done is run for the presidency. As soon as he got into the Senate, in 5 years, he hasn't done anything. I'm from Illinois. I never heard of him until he started running for Senate. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Barb. Now, Phil in Appleton. Hello.
Hi. I'm voting for Senator Barack Obama and Senator Joe Biden, and the reason is because we've been going the wrong way for at least 25 years. We really, really need to turn things around and get rid of all this free market stuff. That's where all the jobs are going, overseas, instead of staying here in the USA.
Thank you, Phil. Becky in Berlin. Hi. Is it New Berlin?
It's Berlin.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm voting for Obama because our country historically does better economically under a Democrat, and the Democrats tend to care more about the individual person rather than big corporations.
Thank you, Becky. Appreciate the call. Steve in Green Bay. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm voting for Obama. The previous caller said they were voting for McCain for change. How can you change when you voted 90% of the time with the present administration. You can't run away from your shadow, and that's what McCain is trying to do. You can't get away from your own shadow.
All right, that's it. Thanks very much, Steve. Got your vote down. David in Madison is with us now. Hi.
Hi. I'll vote for Obama. We're currently spending $170 million a day on the war in Iraq. And although Obama won't end the war right away, he will end it much faster than John McCain. Also, to the McCain supporters out there, Palin wants to teach your kids creationism in the schools. And I think that's reason enough to take a write off the ticket.
Thank you, David. Virginia in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'm voting for Obama, Biden, and they're running an extremely positive, thoughtful, and issue-oriented campaign in contrast to the real negativity on the other side. And they have the best policies, and they are willing to talk about them and set them forth. Thanks.
Thank you, Virginia. Now, Rick and Eau Claire, go ahead.
Hello. If I thought a third party would win, I would vote for myself, but I don't think I'd have a chance. So I think I'd vote for McCain because all I see in the future for what I hear with these two is higher taxes and a lower quality of life. And I think if a Democrat controlled Congress and the presidency, it'd be even worse. So I'd vote for McCain.
Thank you very much, Rick. Joe in Sparta is with us now. Hi.
Yes. Hello. I'm voting for brains over experience. Experience means nothing if you don't have the brains. I'm voting for Obama.
Thank you, Joe. Mike in Woodruff. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to pledge a vote for Barack Obama for all the reasons I've heard earlier in the show.
All right. Thanks very much. You can state your favorite reason. Let's see, who's next? Rhett in Minocqua. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama. I thought that there was a toss-up between McCain and Obama until I found out that Karl Rove is working hard for McCain. That's a no-no. But Obama all the way, please. Keep the election and the nation clean. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rhett. I think I have time for one more on-air call. Will in Madison, hi.
Hi, I'm going to be voting for Bob Barr this fall because I think this country needs a strong leader again who doesn't bother the special interests, who sticks to his guns, and can clean up the corrupt politics in Washington.
Thank you very much, Will. Okay, you know, I think that's going to do it for us. Let me count this up a little bit. 56 votes on air during this unscientific straw poll for Barack Obama. 56. John McCain, 15. And then we had one vote for Nader, one vote for Bob Barr, one vote for Cynthia McKinney, or two votes for Cynthia McKinney, one for Ron Paul, and one for Hillary Clinton. So this was fun. Got a lot of you in, and maybe we'll do it again sometime before the November 4th election. If you want to listen to yourself on a CD, you can call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. That's our radio store number. You can also listen to all of our talk shows. They're archived on our website, WPR.org. Thanks to Rob Ferret and Bill Mertens and Cynthia Schuster for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.